And we're back, man. Welcome to the Charles Turner Morning Show. We got a new guest, a new partner.
Yeah, what you did on the building? How y'all feeling today?
So, what we're going to talk about today is something different, something more exciting. You know what I mean? A few things on the list is military life and how to adjust, especially in other places that you're not familiar with. Another being on the list is some of the rappers for today, such as DaBaby, modern artists like Lil Pump or, you know, Lil Uzi Vert. You know what I mean? Most things of today's rap and culture. So, man, what do you want to top it off with, man?
Shit, I'm saying, I want to talk about the rappers nowadays. You know, they be wildin' sometimes. But a few out there, like the baby you mentioned earlier, out here really doing their thing. They really talk about what they, like, their words and their songs is matching what they doing. Like, the baby out here knocking niggas out, like, just out here just knocking people out. It's crazy. And he made a shirt, and that shit was hilarious, bro. My first time that, shit was funny as hell.
And, you know, and things like that, man, you got rappers nowadays just coming up with propaganda or just using this stuff for publicity to get their name out there further than what it was, just off a fight or something. Like, you heard about fucking 50 Cent? He had a rapper just like just roll up on him and shit, you know what I mean? And like just trying to make him look at his Instagram.
Really?
And it's like he tried to step to him. 50 won't go in for it. You think 50 is old? He ain't with none of that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, you step to me like that, you're getting your face broke.
Migos song is very relevant. Do anything for clout.
They do. A lot of these people do a lot for clout, and I understand this. A lot of people don't really know the meaning of it.
You know what I mean? Clout, you can lose all your clout, but clout wouldn't get you in return. People know you. Now everybody watching. They know what you got. They know what you're doing. Like, say you just cop something. Oh yeah, they plotting on you now. They know where you at. So I'm saying, clout, don't be out there. Chill.
We gonna hold that right there. We gonna be right back after this here good old commercial break. And we're back. Okay, so, you know, we had a few malfunctions going on with the servers and systems. My boy Dave gonna take over this segment talking about, you know what I mean, military lifestyles, and you know what I mean, just listen, you know what I mean, he got some interesting viewpoints, you know what I mean. I'm gonna just top it off with what's going on and how to, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, like, just be yourself and just try not to be affected by the military lifestyle, because it could be a hard place to adjust to, you know what I mean. He gonna take it over from here.
Like, the military teach you, like, say for instance, you running late for work. Don't just show up to late work. Work late. I said that shit backwards. Let me reiterate that real quick. Don't show up to work late and don't notify anybody. Call ahead of time, not just 5 minutes ahead of time. Call like 20, you know what I'm saying, as soon as you figure out what's going on. So you can let them know what's going on. I'm saying, so when you get in there, they just like, they're not just like, why, where he at? Where you come from? Where you was at the whole time? You got to explain everything. You just let them know from then on. Make your life totally easier. Just, I'm saying, do that. Life lessons. Goddamn. I was talking about clout earlier. Clout don't get you, it really don't get you nowhere. I don't use no social media, but when I did, like, it ain't brought nothing but trouble. You know what I'm saying? So, you got to learn. I learned from watching other people, and I watch other people get screwed over because of social media. And I'm not no fool, so I ain't going for that. You know what I'm saying? So, this man, Charles, show face ass in the cut, you know what I'm saying? Playing this game on his phone.
Man, I'm just looking for some good news to talk about. Anyway, you know what I mean? It's just, this military lifestyle can be hard, you know what I mean? We should know, you know what I mean? We're in the military. But at the same time, it's not for everybody, man.
It's really not.
You know what I mean? Like, we try to connect with people, you know what I mean? And try to connect with them and, you know what I mean, understand and help them, you know, realize that they're not alone with, you know what I mean, the adjustments to the military, because the military will make you try to forget about everything and everybody that you, you know what I mean, feel a love for. You know what I mean? They want you to just pick up on a dime for when they say so and just forget what's more important, your health. You know? And I don't think that's right, you know, but hey, one man's viewpoint is another man's opinion. You know what I mean? And we really don't have much say-so when it comes to higher-ups or anything like that. Now, the more and more you talk about it and push it as something that's more serious, then that's when they'll pick it up as, okay, we need to look at it. We need to look into this. You know what I mean? But enough of that. About this basketball, you know what I mean, game, man.
Man, they got Kawhi out here, smiley face, emoji face ass out here, just shooting threes in everybody's face like it's nothing, slapping the ball across the court like it's dunking on everybody's face till his braids get loose. That man, I hit snapping. KD, the boy injured. He came back, though. I don't know much on the basketball news right now, but I just feel like Golden State going to win. They win every year. It's the same thing. I'm tired. I need to see something new. When the Bulls going to start snapping?
I don't know, man. But all I know is Lakers Nation all day. But anyway, to another topic, you know what I mean? There's a lot going on, you know what I mean? They have this thing going on with wildfires still ravaging right now in the West. You know, I pray for the people and the animals over there that's inhabiting the area. They were talking about a crash. You know what I mean, concerning a helicopter and, you know what I mean, over the skyline in Manhattan. You know what I mean, pray for the people that was in that crash. I hope they survived and everything is okay. For the people up in Alaska with us, you know what I mean, I hope they...
Bears and moose is loose. I
mean? I hope they're safe, you know what I mean, there's a lot going on. You know what I mean, whether you're going hiking or, you know what I mean, just... being out, you know what I mean, with people.
Bring somebody, notify them.
Let them know that you're going somewhere. You know what I mean? Leave some type of information where they can reach you or get in contact with you or somebody close to you so that they know where you last was. Because being lost up in the mountains is something different, man. And when you're all alone, you start to panic. You go into overdrive with it. And that's not something you want to do. The mind and the body just can't get it.
Your fight might really be the flight. You don't even know. You trying to fight your ass. Get ran up on.
It's something serious, man.
Beat the fuck up by a bear.
And these bears ain't playing no games, man. Nor is the moose.
Remember Mike Tyson on Punch Out? Imagine that third. Man. On uppercuts to shit.
Man, it's real.
I'm going to work. I'm chilling. I look to my right. I see a moose with two babies.
Man, I came from the movies, and mind you, Aladdin is a very good movie in my opinion. You know, but it was just odd, man. I thought I seen I knew I seen something moving. Someone just happened to look at me, and next thing you know, it was a damn moose.
Whoa!
Like, what's going on here? Like, we just have a moose see me, see him, see the baby, see the other kid, and just look at me like I'm retarded. Like, it don't work like that. But you got it. You can have this place. I don't want it. My life is more important than this military, than that stuff. I ain't with it.
I stand 10 toes down. You stand 4 hoofs down.
Hey, I'm double R, but I ain't for none of that. My health is real. You know what I mean? Like,
I be calling Red Cars like, "Who my baby yet?"
Oh, my mama ain't for it. She is gonna take a flight here. She's taking a flight here. Shoot. What's going on?
We on the East Coast, mind that. We from the East Coast, but we're in Alaska right now. Man. That is a flight. My mother would surely take that just for me.
Man, you know, it's real, man. A mother's love can be so crazy, man.
Makes you stronger. But if you betray that love, it can make you weak. So be careful.
Yeah, I mean, be careful with the bonds you break, man, because you can't get that love back. Now, it's not the same. But what other topics is there going on? I know they're still talking about, you know what I mean, Quavo and, you know what I mean, Saweetie. Hmm? Yeah.
What's up?
Again, with Quavo, they may be next in line to be getting married or whatever. I don't know. That's the talk. Publicity is something different, you know what I mean, when it comes to, you know what I mean, popular people and famous and rich people. But, you know what I mean, we don't know the truth. We really don't know until we hear it from the horse's mouth themselves. You know what I mean? But
it's going to be an angry live somewhere that pop up.
You know what I mean? Stay woke, though, brother. Stay woke. So, you know what I mean? It's just, you know what I mean? Like, I know we try to make it in life with doing the things that we, you know, we enjoy and we love. And there's a lot of mistakes people going to make. Honestly, doing the military to some people is a mistake. To some people, doing the adult industry is a mistake. Other people feel different. I mean, support what you support and stand by it. Don't let nobody make you feel like what you support is wrong, because you probably had a reason for supporting it the way you do. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, how you feel can't make nobody else feel no different. You're going to feel that way if you stand by it. You're going to go with it. You know what I mean? I'm that type of person. You know what I mean? I'm just that type of person, man. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in, regardless of it being right or wrong. I'll take the consequences by all means. I'll ride that wave by myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How long have we known each other, Devo?
I've been in the military for a year. I know you ever since the beginning of my shit, bro. So,
yeah. Yeah. We went through some hardship and basic training. Boot camp was... We don't even call it boot camp. I don't know why they call it boot camp and like the civilian. Training, it's basic training.
There's more training afterwards, so that is just the basics. They gonna fuck you up some more later. Don't even wait for it. It's just, you can't wait. It's gonna
I'm gonna let you know now, man. If you ain't into... doing ruck marches, marching over 60 miles.
I turned to a robot. I went to sleep walking, and I woke up, and I was up the street.
It's real, man. I ain't gonna lie. Basic training was more fun than anything, man. Basic and AIT. AIT, I was saucing it up, being a culinary specialist. Saucing. You know what I mean? But that's for later. We gonna talk about how to prep food and all that stuff, because a lot of people don't know how to cook in the military. So, you know what I mean? We're gonna give some people some tips and pointers on how to sauce it up for real in the military. You know what I mean? That's for the segment for tomorrow. You know what I mean? Later on. This concludes our good old segment for today. You know what I mean? Love, hope, peace, and stay woke, man.
Stay woke, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Live well.
One love.